The following is an Earmark production.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die."
Hi, this is Bob Dearborn, and that's a song called American Pie, as performed by its composer, Don McLean. A hit record, yes, but much more. Apart from being a lively piece of music, it has a great deal to say. And therein lies the real source of our fascination with it. What does it mean? Seldom does a popular song stimulate so much interest and controversy by its lyric content. But it's happened with American Pie. Major publications such as Life and Time magazines have seen fit to print brief articles acknowledging the mystery of the song. Music trade publications, teachers, theologians, disc jockeys, even the man on the street have taken the time and interest to speculate on the song's true meaning. Don McLean himself offers little by way of explanation. However, he does concede that Buddy Holly, a recording star of the late 1950s, was the only singer he ever idolized. And the American Pie album is dedicated to Buddy Holly. This information is the starting point, the key to understanding the song. I'm priding myself as being somewhat of an amateur musicologist, which is about as impressive as being an armchair quarterback. I took up the task of compiling a detailed analysis of the lyrics to American Pie for my radio audience in Chicago. And your station has been kind enough to afford me this opportunity to share my findings with you. Now, what we're going to do in this special program is try to bring that analysis to life right before your very ears. If you agree with the theories, fine. If you have some ideas that you'd like to advance, by all means, do so. Meantime, we hope you'll enjoy the following presentation as we slice and serve up American Pie a la Dearborn.
Silly lace had a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't a love it in a world like a big-eyed girl. It make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Songs of a musical era forgotten by many, songs performed by three artists whose rise then tragic fall inspired a musical masterpiece 13 years later. In order to better understand American Pie, I think it's important to remember that we all go through a period of life, usually our teenage youth, that we will thereafter recall as being our good old days. Often as one grows older, he tries to recapture that wonderful time of life. A time he really understood and was so meaningful to him because of the various new and special experiences associated with it. Adolescence, with his first real awareness of the outside world, but without the burdens, pressures, and responsibilities of the adult working and raising a family life that follow, tends to provide most of us with our fondest memories. Each generation produces its own fads, its own language, its own art, its own culture, even its own society. Generally speaking, each generation holds high and even reverent regard for its many contributions and achievements. Unfortunately, it's the tendency of some to then close their minds, stop learning, stop growing. They spend their lives completely engulfed in the lifestyle of their generation, oblivious to all the good that came before and after. For many, music serves as an excellent reference point and reminder of the past, that best time of life. If you're now in your 40s, you might believe that music has been dreadful since the passing of Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey. If you happen to be in your early to mid-20s, you may think that the Beatles and or acid rock were the greatest things in sliced bread, and that almost everything that followed was a letdown. Indeed, 10 years from now, junior executives and young housewives may well be inclined to think back to how wonderful life was in the early 70s. and that music just hasn't been as good since the Osmond Brothers, Jackson 5, and Partridge Family were on the scene. I would suppose that Don McLean, author and singer of American Pie, is in his late 20s. His good old days were the latter 1950s. Profoundly moved by the music of that period, with its seemingly inherent fun and excitement, he aspired to be a singer and musician himself. In American Pie, he says he'd like to have the chance to make people dance and be happy for a while.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. Do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes.
Like many young men his age who were turned off by their girlfriends screaming for Elvis Presley, Don McLean embraced an alternative musical idol named Buddy Holly. While there was no question as to Presley's reign as king of rock and roll at that time, Buddy Holly and his music did make important contributions to that era and influenced many up-and-coming artists ranging from Bobby V and Tommy Rowe to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Holly was the lead singer of a group known as the Crickets, but also recorded as a solo performer. Some of his biggest hits were Peggy Sue, That'll Be the Day, Early in the Morning, Oh Boy, Every Day, and Maybe Baby. It's Don McLean's notion that music died on February 3rd, 1959. For it was on that day that Buddy Holly, along with singers Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper, was killed in a plane crash just outside Mason City, Iowa. McLean makes reference to this sad event near the beginning of American Pie. He says he read the tragic news while delivering newspapers, which is a key to his age, on a cold day in February. The widowed bride mentioned here is Maria Lena Holly. Employing song titles and lyrics of popular songs of the day, Book of Love, Lonely Teenager, White Sport Coat, and A Pink Carnation, McLean conveys the idea that he was typical of his generation. Their idea of a wild high was drinking whiskey and rye and dancing real slow at the dance in the high school gymnasium. Miss American Pie is McLean's stereotype expression for the young ladies of his youth. They were girl next door, as American as apple pie types, who, like the music and fun of that era, seem to have disappeared, according to the author. Upcoming in American Pie, there's a line which indicates that 10 years have passed since the music died. By this, I'm led to believe that although this song has become a hit recording just recently, it may actually have been written 2 to 3 years ago. If that's the case, then the song is really discussing the period between 1959 and 1969. Other references in the composition seem to bear that out as well.
Now, for 10 years.
This will be the day that I die.